This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. BRICS countries have strongly condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing, and safe havens. In the BRICS declaration at the ongoing summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the grouping urged to reject double standards in countering terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. Prime Minister further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. Prime Minister invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra, Akashvani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. In an outreach session during the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, he said, in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. Mr. Modi said the focus should be on demand-driven decision-making, long-term financial sustainability, and maintaining a healthy credit rating in the BRICS New Development Bank projects. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exception to this policy. Trump's remarks came after the BRICS, a grouping of Brazil, China, South Africa and India, condemned the increase in tariffs by the U.S. In its meeting in Brazil, the grouping also condemned the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Meanwhile, Trump has announced that U.S. tariff letters and deals with various countries from around the world will be delivered starting today. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear a batch of petitions challenging the Election Commission's decision to undertake a special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. The matter will be heard on Thursday. A bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joy Malia Bagchi agreed to hear the pleas against the poll body's decision to revise electoral rolls in the state. The nation is paying homage to Captain Vikram Batra on his death anniversary, marking his supreme sacrifice during the 1999 Kargil War. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh remembered the supreme sacrifice made by Captain Vikram Batra. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said his unmatched bravery and sacrifice during the Kargil War remains a glorious example of courage in the service of the nation. In most parts of Himachal Pradesh, people heaved a sigh of relief as the spell of heavy rain subsided after this morning. The weather has remained clear in most areas of the state. However, the meteorological department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in many regions today. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On the sectoral front, media, telecommunication and IT pack were major drags, while FMCG, utilities and oil and gas were trading with gains. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped 48 points to 83,385 and the NSE Nifty 50 declined slightly by 16 points to 25,445 when reports last came in. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri alongside American partner Robert Galloway will play in the third round of the men's doubles in London today. Bhambri is the only Indian player still in contention. Meanwhile, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz staged a thrilling comeback to defeat Andrei Rublev and advance to the Wimbledon quarterfinals, while women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka continued her dominant run with straight sets victory over Elise Mertens. And with that, we end this news bulletin.